This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. So we'd like to dedicate Mishnah 703 in our series as a zechut for Leah bat Malka Vicky Shetichu for a later Kalab Shatovo Mutzlachat. The Torah shows today is going to be focusing on a Mishnah in Masechet Sotah. And at the national headquarters, we are deeply grateful for our sponsors, King Yerbu, Stanley Shamosh, Chaim Lax, and many others. You could find this Mishnah in Masechet Sotah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. We know that if a woman is suspected of having relations with a different person than the husband, he's allowed to take her to the Beit HaMikdash, and they test her by giving her the special miracle waters. If she had an affair and she was guilty of Zanut, she dies. And if she was innocent and pure and not found to have had forbidden relation, then she has blessing and life. So the Mishnah is going to tell us now certain people who should not be able to drink the water. Says the Mishnah, Me'uberet chaviro u'meineket chaviro. Somebody who is pregnant from a first husband and he died, or umeinaket chaviro, or someone that's nursing, she's pregnant from a first husband who died. And the halacha is that she's not supposed to marry another man for 2 years. This way, we know she'll give birth, and she'll have 2 years to take care of the baby. And the reason Chazal made this decree is because they were concerned if she becomes pregnant from her new husband, then she's not able to produce milk, and then the first baby from the first husband might be jeopardized for his life. And therefore, they said no getting married for a woman whose husband died. If she's pregnant or nursing, she has to wait 2 years. So this man somehow pulled a fast one, fooled the rabbis, and got married. So says the Mishnah, such a woman, if the second husband suspects her of being unfaithful. So says the Mishnah, lo shotot v'lo notlot ketuvah divrei Remer. Remer says she doesn't drink and she doesn't take her ketuvah because she had no business marrying this guy anyway. And the Torah speaks of a case where a man is rightfully, legitimately allowed to be married to the woman and he suspects her. Here this man went against the Chachamim. So Remer says we punish him that he has to divorce her and he can never remarry her, so therefore there's no inyan to check her innocence. But the Chachamim argued with Remeir, and they said, well, he could be poresh from her, and he's not forbidden to her forever. He could marry her at a later time, after the two-year period. So therefore, he would should be able to give her the sota water to drink. So that was the machloket. Now the Mishnah has three new cases. Ailonit was kenav she'ena ruya leilet. An ailonit is a woman that never had puberty. She never reached the signs of good health to be able to have a baby. Was kenav, or someone who was already past menopause, so she's not having a baby. V'she'ena ruya leilet, or a woman who drank some type of potion, which they used to do in the olden days. Certain people used to do it, and then once they drink that, they can't have a baby. So lo shotov v'lo notlo ketuvah. The Tanakama, presumably her mayor, says she should not drink the sota waters if these women are found suspect to have had a relationship with another man. Why? Because he shouldn't be married to them since a man has a mitzvah to have children. Rabbi Yezu says, well, according to the Torah, a man's allowed to have more than one wife. This was before the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. which said not to have a second wife. So therefore, since it's possible for him to have a second wife and have children from the second wife, then it's not, he's not held wrong for having such a wife. And therefore, it would be possible to give the sota waters according to Eliezer. That is the machloket, again, in these particular cases. Ushar kol anashim, but any other woman, o shotot o lo notlot ketuvah. Either they drink or they cannot take the ketubah. In the case, since if they don't want to drink to prove their innocence, well, then he could divorce her and she doesn't take the money that's entitled to her in the ketubah. We hope that everyone's shtagging in Mishnayot. We really have to enjoy Hashem's Torah and appreciate the gift that we can learn and bring Aliyat Neshama to those in Gan Eden.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.